Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I could never, never, ever turning your love away. Okay. Even though I know it's belong to another man.
Oh, baby.
You know, if you look in my eyes,
yeah,
I'm going to say these words.
Girl, you're welcome. Stop on by. You know I'll be here, baby, to dry your eyes, to dry your eyes. But I'm getting tired of seeing that sucker die. Don't you be no fool, baby. If I'm a fool, so oh, stand by. Listen, if it's a material thing that is given, can it truly say that you're happy living? Sure, I'm the one that's giving. I'm trying to keep from hurting your feelings. Girl, you're welcome. Stop on by. Stop on by. One day, one day, one day, one day, one day, I might be the one to make you cry. Don't take me cry.
Think about it, baby.
Is it the material thing that the man is giving? Yeah. Can you truly say that you're happy living? True love, I'm the one that's giving. Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to keep a good feeling.
Again to the first day of the week. It's coming real fast now, boy. I'm telling you, it seemed like we was just here a few days ago. If anybody can hear me, Brother Donnell, please push one. If you can hear me. I know I seen Brother Donnell's phone number on here. Can you hear me? Somebody push one. Can you guys hear me? Okay, thank you, 614-904. Thank you so much. Appreciate all your help. Well, guess what? We're getting closer and closer to the day. Every day that we go to sleep and wake up, we're closer to the prophecy being fulfilled that we're on our way out of here. And I'm not quite sure why when other people hear us talking about this, especially people from the other nations, that they're shocked about the fact that we're trying to get out of here. But nevertheless, who cares? You know, the biggest thing for us is to make sure that we do what we're supposed to do and get ourselves ready for that. So, hallelujah, we one day closer. And that's what I tell myself every time I wake up. Hallelujah, we one day closer. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Hallelujah. Okay, so I don't know what's going on in the news. I haven't really been checking, but I'm getting ready to find out. I guess, you know, whatever you guys want to talk about today, we can talk about it. Or, you know, if you want a topic in particular, somebody want to share some information, please feel free to push 1. I would love to hear it. Current events, anything going on. I'm just going to tell y'all the truth. Now, I might be wrong, but I think Trump going to get back in office. I really, really, really do. I know a lot of people don't want to hear, they don't want to hear that, but I really don't think God is finished with him doing what he need to do. So I want to just, this is just me. Brace yourself for everybody that's having trouble with the fact that that's what it is. That's what it is. So, you know, all praises be to the Most High Yah. And we thank Yah for all of the things that we are getting ready to experience because we're getting closer to leaving, and that's the biggest thing. Shalom, shalom. So I just wanted to share that because me and Malcolm was talking about that today. I just don't see the other contenders bringing anything viable to the table. It's like when President Obama ran for office. The guy that ran against him, he just didn't bring nothing viable to the table to even challenge him. There was no challenge. I think Biden was just propped up there to be able to, because he looked like he on his last leg. I just, you know, all of them look like they about to croak over. So, I mean, just prepare yourself. You know, get prepared for what the Most High is getting ready to do. And don't expect anything, because a lot of people are so enraged with the president that we have now, and they're so angry about the fact of the things that he's doing. But this is the Most High's doing, because the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. So we can't get upset about that. Let me push 1 for Brother Donia. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donia. How are you today?
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonia. How about, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
The only thing that I say about Biden, I don't particularly like Biden. You know, you understand? I think that, this is his turn. You understand? You know, whether he has any viable information or how he's going to hold us in the road, you understand? That remains to be seen. You understand? And Trump, from my perspective, he don't act like somebody getting ready to get kicked out of office. I think he's still pompous as hell. You understand? You know, so to me, he's gonna probably be in office when we get ready to leave here. You understand? Because what happened was, if this is a carbon copy of what happened in Egypt, the Pharaoh there had the same kind of countenance as
That's
Trump.
True.
You understand? And so,
that's true.
And then he had the same cabinet. You understand? See, and then see, another thing here too in the society that we live in, the Democratic Party got too many hurdles to climb. They got to maintain the Senate. You understand? And try to gain seats in the House or wherever, you know, however that works. You understand? Then they got to try to keep, you know. So if they just maintain, then the Republicans still remain in play. You understand? So, you know, it's a lot of stuff that got to go down, and I honestly believe that Trump won't get another term. Somebody got to be here in place with Trump's attitude and his pompousness. You understand? And condescending person. You understand? Like Pharaoh that we were under that Pharaoh in ancient times. You understand? He had that same kind of funky attitude, man. I'm your boss, get back to work.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm God, get back to work. Go ahead.
And he's bold enough to challenge Yah. I don't see Biden challenging Yah at all under any circumstances. Trump is bold enough and arrogant enough to challenge the Most High. So we'll see. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I just don't think he finished yet. I could be wrong, but he just ain't bold. The other guy just ain't bold enough to say no. He ain't bold enough to say, no, I ain't going to let them go. They going to stay right here. We no, you can't go nowhere. So, but Trump is. He is. And guess
yep.
what? And if something happened to him, Pence is too.
Okay. Okay.
Because you don't have to be bold enough to tell y'all no. And
yep.
there's got to be somebody that's arrogant enough to be able to do that and think ain't nothing going to happen to
my sentiments exactly. You understand? He's arrogant. You understand? He's got that pompous attitude. You understand?
Yep.
And he's an elitist. And he's what do you call that other guy? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, he got a lot of going wrong with him. And if you look back on the barrel, by what we read, you understand, in the book, you understand, that barrel had the same attitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to
so
be very interesting.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know how it's going to work out, man. We, you know, we got to wait on the Almighty. He's the one to handle all of this. Yeah.
That's true. That is so very true. And like I tell everybody that call me with this worry and look on their face, I mean, with this worry in their voice, I just tell them, hey, yes, you ought to pay attention to what's going on in politics.
Yes,
it should make a difference, but you watch and you pray. But our focus has to be on Yah.
My son called me
last night. And he was like, I have a question for you. I said, what's that? He said, are the Gentiles going to be saved? I said, who cares? At the end of the day, they ain't worried about you. Why are you worried about them? Focus on Yah.
That is correct.
I don't care less one way or the other. I don't worry about anybody but Israel because Israel has been through a lot and we have to get ready to focus on us. It's not our job to prophesy to the other nations. It's not our job to convince them of what we're saying is true. The Most High didn't tell us to do none of that stuff. All he told us to do was gather ourselves together. And that's what we're doing. I said, who cares?
That is correct. Absolutely.
They don't
absolutely
care about you.
Correct. Oh, you get it. You get it, huh?
Brother Donnie, it took a while, but it finally clicked in. You know, who cares? One way or the other, whether they make it or not, we are his people. We need to focus on getting ready to meet him.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not prejudiced, and I don't hate nobody, but I'm not getting ready to waste no more time on nothing else other than Israel, because we need to get ready to get out of here. Whatever happens to the other nations, that's Yah's doing. That has nothing to do with me.
That is correct. That is so correct. You understand? Absolutely. What else we got? Answer me that. How do we get out this mess if we don't have no God? Because I'm telling you, they ain't listening to nothing that we got to say. That's not going to help. We didn't have people all up in Congress. They got a group of black folks in Congress right now that ain't did nothing since they've been there.
Right. I mean, at
so
the end of the day, who cares? Because guess what? Like I said yesterday when we was teaching class, we've been shouting, preaching, speaking in tongues all through the riots to the 1960s. The 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s.
Yep.
Now we're in the 2000s, and we still getting shot down in the street. That ought to tell you something.
Hallelujah. You absolutely correct. It ought to tell you something, huh?
It should.
That's why I'm telling you, man, about that voting situation. It ain't got us nothing yet. We still marching for the same thing that we was marching for in the 20s.
Yeah. And they're going to call me, tell my Ruth Ginsburg died. Okay, I feel for her, but Ann, how does that affect you?
Okay.
How does that affect you? You know, I don't mean to be rude. I sympathize with her family and the whole nine yards. But how in the world does that affect you?
Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
You know, we
still got to maneuver and investigate and do everything we can in order to live. And we shouldn't have to do that. We've been here from the inception of America.
And we've been serving and jigabooing and dancing and concerned about everybody else but us. We have.
That is absolutely correct.
You know, and then somebody want to throw that in there. Well, what about the Gentile? They need to figure that out on their own when it comes to the Most High.
Okay, every time that we make a move, you understand, we made a move for civil rights because of our condition, and then the other people join on, and they get the praise and the glory and the and out of joining on, like the homosexual thing. You understand? They said that's just like slavery. You understand? Y'all condemning them for slavery. So everybody tags along onto our thing, and so we lose the luster of us being black.
Guess
you know,
what?
So
it still hasn't healed
racism. And
racism.
The only one that can get out, only way we can get out of here has to be of the hands of the Almighty Yah. And that's what
that's
he said.
All we got.
Brings back from the four corners of the earth. He said his people, and trust me, he knows his people.
And that's all we got. We ain't got nothing else.
That's correct.
Mm-mm.
That is absolutely correct. Now, if the Almighty want to send somebody to kind of direct us like he did with Moshe and put all of those our ancient forefathers in the front, if he want to send somebody to do what, you know, his bidding, you understand, that's on him. But that's not our job, and it shouldn't be our concern. You understand? What we got to worry about is how our connection with our God, how close we are with our God, so that we can be chosen.
You know,
it's
just like the young man that got shot. Now he in the car driving with somebody. The police pull the driver over, ask for her information, and then goes to the driver's side and asks for his. And he asked him a question: Why do you need my information?
Okay.
And then they ask him to step out the car, and then they end up beating him on the ground and all that kind of stuff. This stuff ain't gonna never stop until we leave, and the Most High gonna have to do something to let them know who his people are. This stuff ain't gonna stop.
That is absolutely correct. And he said that, Sister Yahina. He said that he said that all the nations shall know that he is the true and living Elohim. All other nations will know when he brings his people back from the four corners of the earth, and he knows his people. So ain't no slipping in and all of that stuff, man, you know. Ain't going to be none of that. you understand. I'll dress up like black folks. You understand? It ain't going to be none of that. I want to be the honest God truth, man. The Almighty come and get his people, man. And we could see the movement, you understand? Everything is so, if you go outside, you can feel the tension in the air.
Yeah. Absolutely. This stuff is not going to stop no matter what we do.
Absolutely.
And they done took down statues. They done took down flags. They done did all that. That don't change the heart of man.
Nope.
That's not going to change the way these people think.
Not at all. I was telling somebody the other day, you can have all the trainers in New York. You can have all the trainers that they got. But if you don't have no moral fibers, it don't mean nothing. If you don't have no caration about, no empathy, or any of those things, it's not going to matter at all.
Right. Craziness. And you just look like, who cares at the end of the day?
You wait till you times, boy, you might get a brain aneurysm trying to explain to somebody else what the story is. See, that's why I tell most people, man, read the book. If you have a problem, then, you know, we can talk. You understand? I'll try to find out the answer from somebody. But if you read that book, man, it gives you the breakdown on the whole thing, on everything. You understand? The stuff that we're going now and the stuff that we went through to get to the point where we're going through this.
Absolutely. You know, so I think that now we have come to the point, I know I have. If I'm asked a question by them, I will answer it. But I'm not going to spend no more time trying to pacify anybody, because guess what? You have been in a position for a long time. Well, you have been being served. You've been served for a long time.
Yep.
And it's going to be, and you know, you wonder the way it was when we was in Egypt. When we left, they felt it. That's why they came after us, to be able to get us back.
That is correct.
It's time now to focus. I told my son, focus on getting out of here. Focus on getting your family ready to get out of here when the time comes. Stop trying to make sense of what Paul said, because you don't know what that was. That could have been a plot twist in there for them. You don't know what that was, because clearly it has no substance if it pertains to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I wouldn't even waste no time on that.
Okay.
You know, that's why the class yesterday was so good, because you had to be able to break that stuff down and show people, like the sister said, when you put the Israelite covenant against the Christian church, it don't fit. It's nothing you can do to make it fit.
You are absolutely correct.
You can't. There's nothing. What could they teach us? What?
You're absolutely correct. They have no power unless the Almighty allow them to have power. They have none.
Mm-mm. It's just, you know, when you understand the dynamic of all of this, you are in a better position to be able to let your family know that all of this was set up to be able to appease them. You know, and in a captivity situation, when you're ever in a captivity situation, the first thing they do is change your name. And then the next thing they do is change your culture to meet theirs. And then whatever God it is that they're serving, that's the next thing that they do. And we was looking at a picture of the white Jesus with the long brown hair, and Malcolm was telling me today, like, this has been this picture has been floating around for years and years and years and years and years. And what it did was it appeased them, because it made them, it added to the superiority of even religion.
Okay.
And it's like, no, and now that knowledge is increasing, and people are beginning to wake up. People are looking at this stuff differently. You know, because there's too much proof out there. It's just too much proof out there now. And when y'all starts to open up the eyes of his people, now everybody got an attitude, because we won't support the narrative that was given.
Speaking of the narrative, you know, Trump wants to change. He's going to write an executive order so California cannot teach black history. The time of the 1600s when we were brought here. He's fighting against that.
I bet.
Yep.
And that ought to let everybody know right now that something is wrong.
Yep. All of his supporters that a black man should be taking a look at that. But they don't.
He said it's called, it said 3 days ago, check this out, Trump launched a patriotic education commission called 1619 Project Ideological Poison. It says Trump announced on Thursday several measures aimed at promoting what he called patriotic education, while blasting progressive efforts at reexamining American history through a race-critical lens as toxic propaganda. It says, at the White House Conference on American History, Trump took aim at the 1619 Project, a series of essays in the New York Times reexamining America's legacy of slavery, which has become a common foil for right-wing politicians, calling it ideological poison that will dissolve the civic bonds of America. Trump also called out what he said is left-wing indoctrination in schools and curriculums, which he claims views every issue through the lens of race in an effort to impose tyranny and a new segregation. Trump instead proposed patriotic education, applauding a grant awarded by the National Endowment of the Humanities to develop, in his words, a pro-American curriculum that celebrates the truth about our nation's great history. Trump also announced he will sign an executive order establishing a commission to promote patriotic education, which will be called the 1776 Commission, in contrast with the 1619 Project.
He don't even want to put it in 1776 because the 1776 Amendment was not for blacks at all, period. And they're talking about it was probably the 13th and 14th and 15th Amendments. You understand? That's what they're talking about. But if they look at that, it doesn't specify, you understand, our condition and who is for.
Mm-hmm.
This is really deep, man. If he get into the office next year, a lot of stuff gonna be go down that's really gonna be funky.
Well, I look at it as a setup myself.
Yeah.
This is all y'all's doing.
Of course it is.
He's bold enough to tell y'all no.
Yeah.
And that's basically what he's doing in signing this executive order, because the real Israelites are beginning to wake up. So, as a result of that, something is going to have to, like I told y'all, something is going to have to be done. Because the louder the voice we have, the more controversy it brings for the ones that are still in the land that have that have things that they still have to finish. So what better way to solve the problem than to say, all right, let's put them somewhere where they can't cause any problems, you know, where there's no internet, there's no phone, there's no nothing, and just let them deal with themselves the way they deal with themselves, you know, because y'all's not going to let them take us out.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, it's a situation, and even with that, we don't know how y'all's going to do it, but whatever it is, we will be living in safety and in peace.
Absolutely.
And to me, it sounds like fear. It really does sound like fear to me that they are afraid that the more we talk, the more people are going to start to question, which they already are questioning.
Yep.
You know? Well, if these people are the people, then who are you? And they already have that mentality even today. So the more you see this kind of stuff happening, the more we have to rejoice, because we know that all of this is y'all doing.
Absolutely. He took down nations and he brought nations up. Remember that.
Yes, he did. And it's like the man said last Sunday, when you begin to watch the tear down of Babylon, because I always have to go back to Babylon, because they said that that nation was just absolutely beautiful, that the wealth that Babylon had, it was as much gold as it was dust. They said it was so much wealth in Babylon that for Nebuchadnezzar, that was going to last forever. And then, you know, you look at the succession of the nation, excuse me, according to Daniel chapter 2, it went exactly the way the Most High said it was going to go. And to be able to believe that a nation such as this could be on the downfall, it's just unfathomable. They can't believe that this could be over with. And it's the same thing they went through in Babylon. They went through the same thing.
Yep.
You know, and here we are again. Here we are again, waiting, and we're just waiting patiently for y'all to make a move. Waiting patiently for y'all to make a move. And they're doing everything in their power to try to suppress the move of the Most High, and they're not going to be able to do that. They're not.
Not at all.
And the black guy said, well, what's ever been great about America? How's America ever been great? When was it great?
That is correct. And if it was great, who was it great for? It wasn't great for us at no time.
Yeah, it's going to get interesting. That's all I can say on the matter. It's going to get real interesting. It's going to get real interesting. You know? Crucial. And then, you know, the guy who killed the two police officers in L.A. and in Compton, they definitely looking for that guy, whoever he is. He better not never surface. He better not never tell nobody, and he better not never surface, because if he do, they going to do him in for real. I'm
yep.
serious.
Well, like I always say, Judge Nancy, he put his own self at risk like that. And I'm sorry to say, Judge Dan, that he put himself in a position where, you know, because I don't believe that we're supposed to retaliate in that manner.
No, we not. Nobody deserves to be shot down and killed, no matter who they are. I don't condone violence either. I don't.
But I will say, if you're trying to protect your family, you have every right.
But you know that wasn't the case. He ambushed those cops, and he shot and killed those cops.
There's a penalty. You got to pay. You can't do that.
No, you can't. And like I said, if they ever catch him, it's over with. It's a wrap. I mean, for real, for real. It's going to be a horrible situation. A horrible situation.
You know, I told my kids, I said, man, you see that little guy? You know, when you go, they was, you know, stealing little pieces of candy here and there, doing little stuff. I said, nobody gets away. Everybody get caught. You don't know nobody that hasn't gotten caught taking that candy. And so that needs to be taught, that nobody gets away. That little piece of candy can lead you into doing something big. It might seem like nothing now, but,
right.
You know, it always grows and gets bigger and bigger. And next thing now, you understand, that little guy got into that murder of them two people. You understand?
Yeah,
you know,
he did. He shot and killed them. He ambushed them for real. And that wasn't cool. I mean, that really was not good at all. That is not, you know, but I'm like I said, he better get missing, because if they find him, it's over with. The stuff they going to do to him before he even get to court, shit. Hold on, I want y'all to hear this. Check this out. Here we go.
Fronting the president about the Make America Great Again slogan. basically under your administration, under the Obama administration, under the Bush, under the Clinton, the very same things happen, and the very same systems and cycles continue to ensue. And we need to see, because you say again, we need to see when was that great, because that pushes us back to a time in which we cannot identify with such greatness. And, I mean, you've said everything else about choking and everything else, but you have yet to address and acknowledge that there's been a race problem in America.
So if you go, well, I hope there's not a race problem. I can tell you there's none with me, because I have great respect for all races, for everybody. This country is great because of it. But when you go back 6 months and you take a look at what was happening, you can't even compare that with past administrations.
Joining us now is that man, Pastor Carl Day. Pastor, thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate your time this morning. Why was it important for you to ask that question to the president?
Well, it was important for me. Good morning, and thank you. It was important for me because as a black man growing up in America, consistently, just seeing the conditions of my communities, the plight of people, my people, just reading and being educated on the African-American experience even before I was around or came into existence, this was an issue. So hearing that tagline and so many people running with it, now, to my understanding, President Trump did not start it, but he most certainly ran with it and championed it. So hearing that, it always just played in my mind, you know, and I would always ask people when, you know, getting to these political squabbles and debates, when was America really great for African-Americans? So when presented the opportunity to actually ask the president a question, legitimately just serving my community, seeing the plight, seeing the fight that we have to go through and really being on the side of fighting the justices and trying to help the oppressed, I had to ask that question to the president.
Yeah, I get it. Tell me, Mr. President, when you think it was so great for African-Americans, and that could be a framework with which to judge him if he gave you an insight into what he was really thinking. So how satisfied were you with his answer?
Well, I wasn't satisfied at all, but I'll say this. I know I had tons of people in my mentions and messages, and more people were angry that he didn't answer it. To be honest with you, him not answering it was an answer for me, you know, so because I already knew that there was no direct error that he could point to. In fact, the fact that he said go back 6 months prior to COVID, and he's saying that that's when it was greater than when it ever been under any administration. So pretty much what he did was tell on himself. To sit here and run, you know, with this phrase, make America great again, in 2016, that was to allude that America actually was great at some point. But now he told us just 6 months ago it actually became great or greater than it has ever been. So with that being said, according to his logic, before 6 months ago, before the pandemic, that's when it was finally great. So but with that being said, he pretty much answered it by not answering it because it never really existed for African-Americans.
Well,
in these inner cities.
You know, one of the things he did say, to your point, is he said that his administration constituted the single best moment for African-Americans, the African-American community, in the history of the nation. What
history
do you think of that?
Nation. Man, I think that's laughable. very, very comical. What I do think and what I do believe President Trump himself and many others are actually doing is just showing their hand that they really haven't journeyed through these inner cities of America, these same places and spaces that I speak about when I ask about the ghetto, the hood, you know. They really haven't been on the ground. They haven't really spoken to the people. They don't journey with the folks. And this is one of the reasons why so many people, especially African-American voters, are in these communities really feeling voiceless, really feeling as if they're not sure if their vote really matters at the end of the day because, again, there's no plan there. And to see a president fail to acknowledge racism altogether, and even that we have a race issue, and also fail to really point to how the urban inner city where African Americans live actually is experiencing any greatness, that's very troubling.
So you were an undecided voter going into the event last night.
Nothing. All right, there go that. I don't have enough of that. He babbling along. You know what hurts me the most? And it's very difficult, no matter how conscious we are and no matter what we know about the people, our people being unconscious. It's just sickening to hear the same rhetoric from our own people because they are so hell-bent on trying to make this mess work. And it's laughable. What's laughable is the fact if they really think that that there's going to be an administration that's going to come in that's going to change something.
Not going to happen.
That's what's laughable to me. You know?
Yeah. That's not going to happen, Sister Yaina. You know what I'm saying? Nothing's going to work for us until we out of here. You know what I'm saying? We're still going to get the same treatment, and there's nothing that changes. You know what I'm saying? We can see that over the 400 years that we've been voting. We're still in the same position.
And guess what? Now they don't want to teach about, wait a minute, how ironic is this? The same president that passed the 1619 law don't want to teach about the 400 years to the children in school because it's going to expose what's really going on. How crazy is that?
Okay.
They don't want to pass the law.
That is correct. Absolutely. He's the one. He is the one that made it possible for us to understand that this is that our punishment is up.
But now, it's just a mess. You know, like I said to everybody, and I'll say again, you know, everybody says, well, you always talk about the same thing. It's really nothing else to talk about. We can either talk about the weather, we can either talk about politics, we can talk about what they're doing in Jerusalem, but our conversation is going to always be about us and Yah coming to get us, to encourage us to hold on and to see the state that our people are in. Because you can get caught up in everyday work and think it's normal. You can get caught up in everyday things and think there's nothing wrong and that you can just adjust to whatever situation it is. But we need to always be reminded, no matter what it is, that this is not our land. This is not our home. This is not where we're from. This is not our language. It's not our culture. It's not our God. It's not any of that.
That is correct. And the sooner that you come to that conclusion, you understand, the easier and the more understanding your life will become. You understand? Your eyes will be wide open at that particular point. But until you get there, man, you know, it's a difficult task. You got to go through. You're going to be wondering and why, you know, and always be on the misery side of it.
Absolutely. And it's like, don't ever get comfortable. Yes, go to work, do your job, be the best employee you can be. But you have to always remember, we was brought here as slaves. We didn't come here on the ship as immigrants. Our families weren't immigrants. We were slaves.
That is correct.
And we was brought here because the Most High told us that we was going to be brought here. And nobody wants to talk about that because, like you said, there's no group of people on this planet that's been hauled around in the bottom of the ships, distributed to different nations but us.
That is absolutely correct. No other nation can make. They claim everything else, but nobody can. That's the identifying marker.
And then everybody want to be us. Everybody wants to be Israel, but can't nobody prove that they've been hauled around in the bottom of the ship and been distributed in different nations as slaves. Nobody can prove that.
That's correct. The Almighty says specifically, no other nation have I known. Okay.
You know, so don't ever get comfortable. No matter how much you get bored with hearing the same thing, believe me, it's going into your psyche. It's giving you some information so that you don't ever get comfortable with this. Because we got to wait on the Most High to deliver us out of this mess. Now, where he takes us and how he goes about doing that, that's up to him. Like I told my son yesterday, well, where are we going? I said, that's y'all's business. When he gets ready to set this thing in motion, it's going to happen so fast, it's going to make your head spin.
Okay.
We ain't supposed to worry about that either. All he told us to do was gather ourselves. You ain't supposed to try to figure out how we going to move us and how we going to... That's his business.
And he's going to let you know at the time that he needs to let you know. This is Almighty man setting it all up. And we could see him setting it up, too. You understand? He said that he was going to restore our captivity right before our eyes. You understand?
Absolutely.
Now, look, all
It's just something we have to be able to understand. Don't get comfortable with this. Don't ever get comfortable with this, because this is not our home. This is not our land. We did not come over here as immigrants. And every liberty that we have, they feel like we should be appreciative of it. And we are, to the point, because it was a whole lot worse than it used to. It's a whole lot better than it was. However, we are the most richest nation on this planet. We're just in captivity right now. We are. I know that's hard to believe.
That's the problem, sister. It's hard to believe. You got to recognize, you know, we've been in captivity we've been away from our land and our culture for 2,000 or more years. We haven't
practiced. That's a long time.
You understand? We haven't practiced. So we've forgotten all our traditions and our things that we would do normally and how close we were with one another. You understand? Because especially we've been out of our land. We ain't been able to practice nothing. You understand? So it's a difficult task for them to really have a concept of somebody loving you, a God that loves us. And if they read the book, it tells us why and how, you know, and how he's going to love us. He's going to love us, you understand, because and show us mercy in our captivity. That's how he's going to love us, you understand? But we have to pay. And what really, I don't think that everybody understands that we did evil in the eyes of the Almighty when we started worshiping other gods.
Yeah.
And absolutely. On top of that, the law was in the land at that time. That would make anybody mad.
Yeah, it would. Oh, he didn't just get mad. He said we provoked him to anger.
Okay.
He said we provoked him. He said, you have provoked me to anger. And for for the God of the creation to be provoked to anger and, wait a minute, and have the control over his anger to the point where he didn't take us out, that's a miracle all by itself. Because
correct.
He made a promise to Abraham. Because of Abraham. He said, I'm doing this because of Abraham. Because I made him a promise.
That is correct.
So, you know, and you can't never keep reminding yourself that we messed up. And then everybody gets mad because I made the comment concerning the Nation of Islam and their God that they worship. And I mean it to this day, and I'm going to say it again. We do not serve that God. That's
okay.
Not our God. He is not he's not known by that name. And we do not worship him under any circumstances, because that's what got us in this mess in the first place, worshiping the gods of the other nations. We're not worshiping any other gods. We done with that.
That is correct.
Well, don't be so, you can say it a whole lot nicer. Why? It ain't nothing nice being over here. Ain't nothing nice about this. No, we're not going to do that no more. I know I'm not. I don't know about nobody else, but I know I'm not.
You got to tell the truth. If you can't tell the truth, man, you know, they don't understand truth. You understand? Whether it's, you know, and it would frustrate anybody if they knew the truth.
No, honey, I've had enough of this. I mean, I don't know about nobody else, but I've had enough. I don't want to get in no more trouble with y'all. I really don't. I don't want him to be angry with me or my family about anything else. I don't want to. I done had enough of all this.
I know that's right. I can agree with you. Oh,
you don't know how many calls I got. Well, you shouldn't have said it like that. Look, stop tiptoeing around these people. Because these people are all a part of the plan. Everybody's doing the same thing. Stop tiptoeing around these people like you're scared to talk. You're going to have to stand just like the prophets did and say, we're not doing that.
We have to regain our courage. Like
we're not serving. We're not getting ready. We're not bowing down to nothing. We're not pledging no allegiance to nothing. We're not doing none of that stuff. We're not taking no oaths. We're not doing none of that. None of it. None.
Absolutely.
And we sitting over here in this godforsaken place watching all kind of filth and foolishness go on. And it seems like it's just getting worse and worse and worse. I'm afraid to think of what it's going to be like in the next 10 years.
I don't think we're going to get that far, sister. I'm so
sorry. I hope not. I really do. I hope not. I hope not, brother, don't you?
I mean, you put a damper in me when you said, what is it, 2024? I don't think that we're going to 2024. But you made it plain because you started talking about the Jubilee. And see, I think that the Jubilee plays a significant part in our departure.
Yeah, that's a lot going on. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. I just don't know what else is going to be next. You see everything on TV, all kind of stuff. Like somebody said, regular TV programs now, you watching soft porn. They doing all kind of, they don't have nothing. You watching that? You watching all kind of abominations on television, from the sex to the food, to the gods, to the whole night. It's just foolishness.
They went past soft porn. It's hardcore now. You watch you watch that program, what's that name? Power? I think it's Power.
No, I don't I don't watch that. I don't.
Anyway, you understand? It was in the room with it.
That's terrible.
I'm telling you, man, everything goes. Then they got men kisses on TV, advertising some kind of AIDS product.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna get this. We there. Ain't no need to hide it now. We there. You know, it's. Hey, I'm just saying, we got to show enough. Pray. It's time to pray. Get us out of here, please, y'all. You know, I don't know how much more we got to watch, but please deliver us and our children and our children's children, because these people have just gone beyond the scope. And that's when you know you're in a very dangerous place among a very dangerous group of people, when they have no fear for y'all at all whatsoever. None. They don't.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's coming.
I don't believe it's going to be past 2024. You understand, since you brought that to my attention. But you understand, anything beyond that, man, I'm scared to say. See, they had a little argument or debate on TV. I mean, you know, on one of the programs on YouTube, you understand, where the people were saying that they was talking about the 400 years, 16. Matter of fact, somebody in Cincinnati, one of the groups in Cincinnati, I forget the name of that group, Israel something, you understand, of Cincinnati, you understand. They was on TV just here recently, and they was talking about, matter of fact, Nazi Cass, Prince Cass, he was on the program, and he was asking the elder there, you understand, questions and answers, you understand, regarding the 1619 proclamation or whatever. You understand? And they couldn't get past Genesis 15, no, 14. They couldn't get past Genesis 14. they had so many questions. I can't think about what it was. But it was very, very interesting. And to let that didn't contradict nothing that we've been saying. What I mean by that is that they said the same, they have been under the same illusion as we are, you understand, about the 1619, you understand. That
now, was it Israel Now? Was it called Israel Now?
No, I can't say. No, it wasn't that. You understand? It was, you know, Alicia's group?
Yeah, uh-huh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that was his group.
Okay, okay.
As was there. It was very, and this is recent. This ain't nothing that was in the past, you know, or Alicia was there. You know, there was something that they.
Well, you know, I met Prince Cass. Well, you were there the last State of the Nation address we had in Cincinnati, and that was the first time that I had ever met him, Even right. though we are family through David, through King David, I never met him before. So I did get a chance to meet him, and it was a pleasure. You know, we had a few minutes to talk and everything. You know, but like I said, our focus, nobody can dispute that 400 years. I don't care what nobody say. They can't dispute it. We've done it. We've repented. You know, we did what we had to do. And now what else is there to do except begin to build and wait on Yah? I mean, you know, and there's a lot of things that we could do in terms of building the nation of Yehuda and recruiting for the nation of Yehuda. But at the same time, the Most High sends the people that he wants to be a part of this. And yep. we have to learn how to be patient with what it is that he's doing and wait on him, because it's nothing else we can do but wait. I mean, once we get ourselves together and we do the best we can in terms of the high holy days and keeping the law, statutes, and the commandments, all we can do is wait.
Absolutely. We don't have this. He didn't tell us to grab up no gun or anything like that, and he didn't ask for our input anyway. He explicitly said, if you go to Joel, is it, or is it Zephaniah, one of those, the last chapters, the third chapter in both of those books, and it gives you a breakdown on how he wants everything to go down. You know, mm-hmm. the first sentence in the first chapter of Joel says, here, oh, is that Joel that talks about Israel, gather yourself, or is that Zephaniah?
I think it's Zephaniah where it says, gather thyself together, O nation, thou desire.
Let me find out. It gives us a great analysis on what we need to be doing. Understand? You know, and if you want to go a little farther, you go into Chronicles, and it gives you a nice little prayer.
Yeah, that's Zephaniah chapter 2. Zephaniah chapter 2, he said, gather thyself together. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation, thy desire. And that is the truth. We just don't fit. It just won't fit. It don't fit. We don't fit.
And you can't make it fit either.
And you can't make it fit. No matter how much you try, it ain't going to fit. I'm just going to tell you that right now. We're going to always be different. My daughter worked at a nursing home, and she was saying that when COVID came out, she was talking to her. She was like, and you know, Miss So-and-so, you know, we have to put on these masks because of COVID. You know what that little lady said? She said, I hope it get the brown people first.
I'm telling you.
It ain't going to work. I don't care what you do. I don't care how nice you try to be. It don't fit. She said, I hope it get the brown people first. I said, no, she didn't. She said, yes, she did. Yes, she did. I said, what did you say? She said, I just laughed. So it did. It don't fit. We don't fit. You know, and for the most part, everybody pretty much knows how to be professional. And what that means is that you know how to mask your feelings when you're at work, because you don't go to work to like people. You go to work to do the job. So everybody pretty much figures out how to do what they need to do and stand next to you and not like you and hate your guts, but you get the job done. Because you can't change how a person feels. Ain't no diversity training in the world going to change how a person feels. It's not.
That is correct.
No, so.
And see, that's so just so ironic how the Almighty had put that in. He said that he was gonna bring a people down on us from afar, from the north mm-hmm. country. But mm-hmm. no people, a people void mm-hmm. of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Have no compassion or consideration for the young or the old.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
And I haven't seen the people yet that miss that that miss, that 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 fits that that announces more than any other people than these Europeans. No other.
Not at all.
And all of them, and see, you know what you did a long time ago? You gave a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And you told us all about who is who and what is what. And each one of them had insignia. Each one of them had a particular ranking amongst the group. You understand? It was very, very powerful. You understand? I just thought about that a couple of weeks ago. That each one of those northern nations, they have they all are together but separate.
Mm-hmm.
The French got their own particular way, but they'll fight along with the British. You know, the British get in trouble. the French is on the scale, the French is less than what the British are. The British is high up there.
Absolutely.
I
said absolutely. It's right up there. I mean, you know, I'm trying. Where is that scripture at that we read in the book of the Jubilees that talked about the Gentile? Do you remember what chapter that was?
No, I don't, sister. I'm so sorry. I beg your pardon. I don't write none of that stuff down. I should be, but I don't. I got plenty of time for you to say it again at some point. Then I get it.
I know Brother Uriah, though. Let me see if he can answer. Brother Uriah, shalom, shalom. How are you this Sunday?
I'm doing great, doing great.
Do you know what chapter that was that the Most High said that the Gentile was wicked?
I'm not 100% certain. I haven't looked at my notes, but somehow I'm thinking 15 for some reason. But I can go through some chat. I'll check real quick.
Okay. And remember, Brother Donnie, you was like, I told y'all they was the cruelest people. Remember?
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
He said that the Gentile was wicked above all else.
Yeah. That is correct.
And you kept saying, I told y'all.
Yeah. I keep telling them, man, those are the same people that the Almighty's going to send down on us. Those Gentiles, the Grecians, and who else? There was somebody else. Oh, the Romans. Yeah. They opened up the door, and all the other nations came down in Africa and pillaged and plundered. And they're still in Africa, and they're still in Africa today. And this happened. Yeah. This happened in the beginning. No, in the end of BCE.
That's crucial. He was right.
They even say, you understand, when their babies are born, they're African, no matter how white they are.
He said, this is what it says in 15. We're in the book of Jubilees, chapter 15, verse 34. Oh, he's talking about the circumcision. He says, and there will be great wrath from the Most High against the children of Israel, because they have forsaken his covenant and turned aside from his word and provoked and blasphemed, insomuch as they do not observe the ordinances of this law. For they have treated their members like the Gentiles, so that they may be removed and rooted out of the land, and there will no more pardon be or forgiveness unto them, so that there should be forgiveness and pardon for all the sins of this eternal era. That ain't what I'm looking for, because it says that they were cruel. and that they had no, but that's what he's talking about. He's talking about the circumcision. That Israel wasn't even circumcising their sons like they were supposed to be, because it was a covenant for us.
Yeah.
And that we was following behind them. And guess what? We followed behind them, and then he ended up putting us with them. Lord, have mercy. I can't imagine. I can't imagine. Lord, in the name. But you guys, if you guys are missing the readings on Wednesday and on Thursday, you are missing some good stuff. You know, because we're going into all of the books. We making sure we go into all of the books to get this information and to be able to read this information. You know, so it's just unfortunate. And unfortunately, you know, once you realize what has happened, you have a totally different idea about everything. About everything.
That is correct.
These people ain't playing. And the only reason why we still alive today is because of the Most High.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. Without his virtue, we ain't got nothing.
Nope. It'll be a sad day. I'm telling you, it'll be a sad day. But, we, you know what? We're here for each other. This is to give us strength to get through the week. We pray. You know, I hope you guys are still doing the prayers in the morning, that we pray. We ask the Most High to cover us and to deliver us so that we can get through this time. Because this is going to be a very interesting time, no matter what happens around us. Because he said it was going to be a bad time. He said, but Jacob shall be saved out of it.
Absolutely.
That's what he said. And that's all we can go by. That's what he said. You know, so I know a lot of you guys are up in age, but you look good. The Most High has preserved you. He's kept you around, and if you take care of yourself and keep them laws, statutes, and commandments, you never know, he could extend all our time to the point we can all be there together. That's what I'm praying for.
Hallelujah.
I really am. Now, this is getting ready to get interesting here. I just wonder how he going to, you know, how, well, I can't even figure out how. Ain't no need of me doing that. Ain't no need of me going there. I just told y'all it ain't none of our business. So I definitely can't say that either.
Okay.
But it's exciting to know that it is going to happen, because if all the other stuff happens, this going to happen too.
That is absolutely correct.
Ain't that exciting to know that we at the verge of something miraculous happening? Whew. That no other nation, no other nation is waiting on it but us.
That is correct. That's why I always, you know, say that we got to pray and ask the Almighty to forgive us so that we can be part of this thing. You understand? You made something very plain to me, that the Almighty will fire you and keep you working.
And then that you keep, you know, you better. You know, you got to come on for real. Wait a minute, just so you can finish your part. What they say, he's the only employer that'll fire you and let you keep working, cut you off, and still let you do what you need to do to further his agenda. You know, so then don't think just because you're working, you still in the bag, because he can cut you off. And you, like he told Moshe, you can see it from the distance, but you ain't going over. And he didn't.
That is correct.
And you know, Moshe begged and pleaded, didn't he? He was like, could you just pardon me? He said, I already done told you that. I already told you that. You can come up on this mountain and you can look at it from a distance, but you ain't going over. I don't never want him to say that about me. Never, ever, ever, never. Shoot. As close as he was with Moshe. No. I want to finish this thing all the way out. No.
That is
he said, don't bring it to me no more. I done already told you. No. Woo! Crucial. And you know, he's a God of understanding. He understands. He cares. But don't cross him, because he will make his mind up on you, and it ain't nothing you could do. I was upset about something, and tears start flowing down my eyes. The Most High said, don't be sad. And it kind of scared me for a minute. I'm like, oh, what's happening? What's okay. getting ready to happen? You know, because when he tells you don't be sad, you know, I was really perplexed about something. Whew, help me, Father. That's all I can say. It's like, man. But all praises be to the Most High Yah. We love him. We praise him. We bless his name. You know, we move forward and we do what we have to do. You know, but I think that, you know, like I said, we do reiterate a lot of things. We're repetitive with a lot of things that we say. And it's to encourage your spirit. It's to encourage your soul that you can get through the week, to help us get through the week so that we can be encouraged. We try to read some scriptures, you know, like Joel said. He said, Joel 3, he said, "Behold the day, for behold, in those days and in that time when I shall bring again the captivity of Yehuda and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel." Hold on, sorry about that. "My heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. They have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Yea, and what have I to do with thee, O Tyre and Sidon and all the coast of Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? And if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Because ye have taken my silver and my gold and have carried them into your temples with my goodly pleasant things. The children of Yehuda and the children of Jerusalem ye have sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their borders. Behold, I will raise them out of the places where you have sold them and will return recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Yehuda, and they shall sell them to the Sabians, to a people far off, for the Most High has spoken it." He said, "Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men, and let all the men of war draw near." He said, "Let them come up." He said, "Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears, and let the weak say, I'm strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathens, and gather yourselves together round about, thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Yah. Let the heathen be awakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about." And it goes on and on and on. And on and on and on. This ain't happened yet. Because right now, ain't nobody being sold. The Most High said, "I'm going to sell your sons and your daughters." This hasn't happened yet.
Okay. That is correct.
That's your Joel number chapter 3. We got a lot to look forward to. Yes, sir, brother, you're right. You find it?
I'm not sure this is what you're looking for, but it does talk about other nations in Jubilees chapter 23. Check that out and see if that's what you're looking for. Around verse 22.
Let me try that. 23:22. Let me see what it's saying. Let's go down here and see. Because remember it said that the Gentile was, let me see. Yep, here we go. Thank you. Jubilees they shall strive one another, young and the old and young, the poor, the rich. Okay, let's go down. It says, we're going to start, it says, verse 22. It says, and a great punishment shall befall the deeds of this generation from the Most High, and he will give them over to the sword and to judgment and to captivity and to be plundered and devoured. and he will wake up against them the sinners of the Gentiles, who have neither mercy nor compassion, who shall respect the person of none, neither old nor young, nor anyone, for they are more wicked and strong to do evil than all the children of men. It says, and they shall use violence against Israel and transgression against Jacob, and much blood shall be shed upon the earth, and there shall be none to gather and none to bury. In those days they shall cry aloud and cry and pray that they may be saved from the hand of the sinner, the Gentiles, but none shall be saved. It said, and the heads of the children shall be white with gray, and the child of 3 weeks shall be, appear to be old like a man of 100 years old, and their stature shall be destroyed by tribulation and oppression. Crucial. He said they are more wicked than all the men on the earth. That's what it says. So what you say about that, Brother Donia?
Sister Yaina, I only heard part of it. I was nodding off on the other part. I'm sorry.
No, he just said that the Gentile was more wicked than all the men on the earth. It says, I'm going to read it again, 23. And he will wake up against them the sinners of the Gentiles, who have neither mercy nor compassion, and who shall respect the person of none, neither old nor young, nor anyone, for they are more wicked and strong to do evil than all the children of men. Now, that's in the Word. That ain't me.
Well, see, that was the Almighty had said that already, told him that he was going to that he was going to bring a people down on us. The same wording that you worded there, that those people don't care nothing about the young or the old. You understand? And so this, so when we talk about, when we see these Europeans, you understand, that was Japheth. Japheth is the progenitor of the Gentile nations. And those were the nations, you understand, all of those northern nations, you understand. I think it was about 10 of them, you understand, 7 to 10 of them, you understand, that whole stock in Africa right now today. You understand? They ain't going nowhere. They locked in there. You understand? They fighting over the land because the Africans are saying that they want them out of there. You understand? And they said they ain't moving unless they get paid. And didn't buy the land at all neither. They took that land. They got all the relics of everybody else's culture in some museum. Not just Spain, but France all the new European nations got relics of all the African nations in museums. They making money off of stuff that they only have nothing to do with their culture at all. But they have something to do. You know, these people right here is the coolest people on the face of the earth, them Europeans. Those are the Gentiles.
Yes, sir, absolutely, and that's exactly what we're dealing with. That is exactly what we're dealing with. Crucial. Woo! And you know when the Most High words say that, that's something right there. So don't be surprised if you hear what you hear. Don't be surprised about hearing racism and stuff come out of their mouths. Don't be surprised when wicked stuff, they do things that's completely wicked with no compassion, because this is what the Word says. He said they neither have mercy nor compassion. And who shall respect the person of none? They don't care. When they slam a woman down on the street like a man and she pregnant, they don't care.
Absolutely. They even had a picture of this woman one time, this police pulled this lady over. She didn't pull the lady. She was walking on the expressway, I guess. And he went out here and he jumped on that lady, man, and saddle her, and then went to work on her, beating her all in her face and everything, man. You know, and that was cruel. This guy, right? He didn't have to do that to the lady. The old lady was already subdued.
Absolutely. So, you know, don't be shocked. Now, does that mean everybody acts like that? No, everybody don't act like that. However, when the situation happens and it does what it does, the only thing you can do at this point is just let the Most High do what He does, because everybody don't carry on like that. But if the situation switched around and they tried to put us back in a slavery position, it would force those other people to go along with it because they would be too afraid to do anything different.
That is correct.
It's that sad.
I was just going to ask you, which one of them can you say that's all right? You understand that you could trust? You understand? I say it depends on circumstances and situations. You understand? You don't know whether they're going to change over on you or not. You understand? So you done befriended, you understand, a person of the other nation, and he appears to be all right, you understand, but you don't know that. Then as soon as the situation comes in where it's your life against theirs, guess what? They're going to go with their people's, period.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's probably
the same
true.
One that you said that was all right.
Well, you know, but it was some when we was in slavery that helped us, you know, to get out of the Underground Railroad and all that kind of stuff. It was some that stood with us in the 1960 marches, but it's very, very few, because most people go with the masses. They do what the masses tell them to do. You can tell, and I can say that by the way we are ostracized, because we no longer attend the black church. We ostracized. We are like outcasts. Like, oh my God, she's left the church. Like the world's gonna come to an end, and the relationships are not the same. They look at you like you done found some sort of doctrine that's detriment to the whole society, and they don't have anything to do with you. So it's the same with us, too. People usually tend to go with what the masses do.
Yep, that is correct. I agree.
You know. So. We just have to be prepared. You know, because when you step aside and you're doing something different, what everybody else is doing, don't expect accolades. Don't expect people to pat you on the back. Expect to be treated different. Expect to be persecuted. Expect it.
Okay.
Because what it's doing is it's making them question what they're doing.
Yep.
And right now, religion, and going back to the religion fits. They have created this nice little ball where it just fits. It does. It fits. I know what I got to do. I got to go buy me a suit, or I'm going to buy me a dress. I can do the red bottom shoes, and I can carry my Louis Vuitton bag, and we can go to church and and cry. I can speak in tongues and shout around and talk about how good God is, and everything is just wonderful. And then I get ready for the preaching that's going to encourage me to don't worry about today, because it's going to be all right when we get to heaven. When you get that kind, then I can do a hallelujah, and that's over. And I can go home and eat me some pork and give me some ham for dinner and get ready for the week. That's what it is. I know how to do that. That's it. It's A, B, C, and D. And then here you come along and say, that ain't right. Oh, that's wrong. All of it is. Don't expect for them to pat you on the back. Don't expect it. You're going to lose some people. You're going to lose some people. You're going to lose some people. Some marriages going to break up. Some families ain't going to speak to you. Don't expect nobody to pat you on the back, because they're not going to pat you on the back. Because guess what? Even though they can't dispute you, they're going to justify what they're doing. So expect persecution. Expect that. Because it's coming. It's definitely coming. You're going to be the outcast and the worst person in the world. They might not come back to your house no more. They may not. You may not get invited to the family function. Expect that. Expect that. Because it's real. This thing is real. It's real. You know? And that's all I can say on the matter. We got to be able to understand that. So don't get discouraged because ain't nobody rah-rahing on your team. Like my daughter said, you know, with Facebook, she was like, you know, Mommy, she said, people get so upset over Facebook because they post things on Facebook and they get mad at you because you don't do a thumbs up or you don't do a this. I said, look, girl, let me tell you something. We didn't even have no Facebook when we was growing up. And we didn't have nobody to rah-rah us all the way through life. It wasn't none of that. You made your accomplishments, and if you chose to share them with people, that came out of your mouth or they watched your life. It wasn't no whole world giving you no thumbs up or, oh, yeah, that's wonderful, and getting mad because other people didn't say nothing. I said, we didn't have none of that stuff. We had to do what we did, and we was our own rah-rah team, and we took care of our families. The whole world ain't got to know what you're doing. You know, it's like, bro, it's time for y'all to get away from that mess and quit loving and leaning on that stuff, and that's all you do. That's because we didn't have none of that. When we go to the wilderness, it ain't going to be no Facebook and no Twitter. I'm not telling you to stop using it because people ain't going to stop. But all I'm saying is don't make it be the end all of all.
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't have none of that. We didn't have that. It wasn't no social media. Nobody knew what you was doing but you. No, so you gotta be able to wear the, what I'm saying in a nutshell is you gotta wear this world loose. And it don't mean you gotta sit in a box and sit in a corner and don't participate in anything they're doing. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But don't make it be to the point where it's life or death. If somebody don't say, oh, I feel like killing myself, cause for what? Don't expect the world to pat you on the back when you make a different choice. Just don't expect it, because it's not coming. Don't expect a Gentile to understand your trouble and your struggle when the Most High tell you in Jubilees that they are the most evil of all the children of men on the earth. He said that, not me. And you be like, well, I don't understand why. Well, when was America great? You ain't got to ask that question. You know the answer to that question. It ain't never been great, not for us.
That is correct.
So come on now, let's wear it loose. We are repetitive with the things we say, but that's to encourage you to get through the rest of the week. Because these are all the things you're going to come up with when we hang up this phone tonight. When we hang up this phone tonight, somebody going to deal with their church family. When we hang up this phone tonight, somebody got issues on Facebook. When we hang up this phone tonight, somebody dealing with a Gentile one way or the other that could care less whether you live or die. When you see them on TV and they don't seem to understand why people are racist and the police ain't racist, they just doing their job, you go back to Jubilees chapter 23. Jubilees 23:22. And read it. If you don't have the book, pull it up on your Google. Google Jubilees chapter 23 and read verse 22 when you feel like that so you understand that this is what the Most High said.
Okay.
Because this is, he knows the people, he knows the men of the children of men on the earth. He knows them better than you do.
Yeah.
That's why we just here to encourage you. When you got a problem, go to Jubilees 23:22 and read what it say. He said, I brought these people down, so I put you among them so you would understand they neither have mercy nor compassion.
That is correct.
They can't. Some of them don't know how. Now, that's not everybody. Because there's some people out there that's different. And I'm not talking about the whole race of white people or whatever. But the ones that you see out in the front that make statements that you be like, I just don't understand. Read that right there. Because that's what the Most High said.
That is correct.
So that means that the people that are in charge of making the changes ain't going to change nothing. I'm just going to have to be the one to tell you. They ain't going to change it. If what the word says is true and the book of Jubilees is true, the people that have the power to change it ain't going to change it.
Well, they can't, Sister Yaina, because this is the hand of the Almighty. All of this stuff has to happen so that we all see this change come over, you understand, for us to realize that our God didn't want us to go this way, you understand, you know, that he has already set a place up for us. But he knew in the beginning that we were going to do this, that we were going to forsake his law.
Mm-hmm.
And it put us in a bad spot. Then we started worshiping other gods. That was the no-no of it all. That's why it talks about, you understand, coming back to the Almighty, the laws, the statutes, and the commandments, and observing the Shabbat on the proper day that we're supposed to do it. Those are the things that the Almighty delights in, you understand? And once we get back in there into our land and start bringing those offerings up, you understand? Remember, he said that he loves that smell, that sweet fragrance. It was a sweet fragrance unto him. Then so that's where we at now. We're trying to get back, man. That's why I don't never condemn anybody for what they think. You understand? Because it's all gonna be proven out when we get into that wilderness. You understand? You know. So
mm-hmm.
You know. See, that's what we gotta pray for. That's what I'm praying for. Is that I be carried to the wilderness at least. Now, if anything else go down, hopefully, you understand, I'm hoping that I can convince the Almighty that I've changed by that time.
Absolutely. So
I'm a work in progress.
Ain't that the truth? That's all of us. Just don't exhaust no more energy on stuff that you can't change. And that's all the way through, from church to Facebook to the powers that be to racism to all the kind of stuff that you're doing. Don't exhaust any more energy on the things that you can't change. Know what the Most High said about it. Put it in your spirit, man, and keep it moving.
That is correct.
He said, don't hate nobody. It's not our job to hate anybody for the way that they are, because he going to deal with them on his own terms. Like I said, go to work, be the best employee you can be, and go home, because when you leave that place, your life is totally different when you leave the jobs that you want and come home to the life you have. Just live it every day.
Absolutely.
Because when you see them on YouTube and CNN and you just be scratching your head and trying to understand, well, yeah, they shot and killed him, but he had a record and he smoked weed before. And he's been arrested 16 times, even though they shot him in the back. Don't be shocked. Read Jubilees 23:22. Don't be shocked. You know, when they pull, after they done murdered you and they pull up your arrest record, don't be shocked. It is what it is. I mean, for real, he told you they are the most evil among the children of men on earth.
That is correct.
So don't be shocked. And guess what? And when the family members ask you why you ain't upset, tell them to read Jubilees 23:22. But one thing I can tell you is the Most High, them angels is taking notes. They taking names and keeping notes. They are.
Okay.
And like Brother Donnie, I said earlier today, ain't nobody going to get away. Nobody.
Nobody. Everybody.
Nobody.
If he paid the apple of his eye, you understand? If he paid those people back for what they did, brought them in there, the one that he loved, Jacob, I love,
Yeah, so that's how you can say, wait a minute, under your breath.
You can imagine how he treated us, how we were treated. So imagine what they're going to do to the ones that he don't love. And he and it said in the book somewhere that there's a few nations that he hates.
So we already know what it is to fall into the, to provoke him to anger. We know what it feels like. We are sitting here today with a, we can give a firsthand account of what this is like to be in, at the mercy of a nation, another nation. So don't be shocked. So if Trump get in, don't be shocked. Don't be shocked and don't be scared. It's got to be because this is how the Most High want it. When they said we voting for him again because he's the best president we've ever had, don't be shocked. And don't be scared. Just watch the Most High do what he going to do. Ain't nothing nothing else you can do anyway. What did he tell us? What Trump said? Y'all might as well vote on me. What else do you got? You ain't got nothing else no way.
Okay.
He said that out of his own mouth. I heard him. He said, what else you got? You ain't got nothing else no way. So don't be shocked. Don't let that split up your household. Don't be mad at nobody because they don't understand. Don't get upset with him because one of your family members vote for him because it's all according to Yah's plan. This is going to work out just the way he said it was. And ain't nobody going to change it.
And we come out the winner whether we know it or not.
Hello? Ain't nobody going to change it.
We get our land back, you understand, and our little riches, you understand what I'm saying? You know, so we come out ahead.
Hallelujah. Praise be to Most High Yah. And don't be scared. Just know that this, he said, and we know all things work together for the good to them who love Yah and are the called according to his purpose.
Okay.
So I just wanted to share that with you this evening so that you would understand. Yes, we do watch. We watch as well as pray. We pray for our family. We pray for ourselves. And we don't hate nobody. We go to work. We do our job. And we wait on y'all. And we keep it moving.
Absolutely.
So that's how we're going to do it. That's the way we supposed to do it. And like I said, when it ever get rough, go to Jubilees 23:22 and read what the Most High said. That's all I can say on that one right there. And you can't get mad at us because we didn't write it. He did.
Absolutely. It's been in play for a long time, man.
Sure is. Way before we knew anything about it. For real, it's been written a long time. These are the books they took out because they didn't want this to be exposed, but now we can read them now. You can see it for yourself. You can read it for yourself. Don't get scared. Don't, whatever you do, don't be scared. He said, I got it from this point on. So on that note, we're going to end it for the evening. I have enjoyed everybody. I hope everybody has a wonderful rest of their week. Don't forget Tuesday night for the men's call and Tuesday night for the women's call. On Wednesday night, we do the Old Testament scriptures, and Thursday night, we go into the lost books, and that's how we got to the book of Jubilees. We're going into the book of Enoch. We're going to hit it all. So we've already went through the Apocrypha, and please join us. We're going to be on the same number that we was on the Sabbath, which is 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. 239-POUND. Brother Donnie, you have something you'd like to say to everyone before we dismiss?
I just want everybody to try to be safe out here, man. You know, follow the rules and regulations. You understand? When they tell you to wear masks and social distancing, 6 feet, man, that might save your life. I believe that it would. Hallelujah.
Brother Uriah, would you like to say something to everyone before we leave?
Yes. I'd just like to say just think on the things of the Most High, be patient, and know that we won't be okay.
All right. And the men have spoken. And on that note, there's nothing else for me to say. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and we continue to go into prayer with us. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.